there was lots of range hogs down here around my granddaddy's place. And there was a lot of old sage grass. And they had, before a cold spell had come, they'd make them a bed. But these bunch of hogs, they just all gathered up in the early part of the winter, and they'd go and bite that straw down and carry it and build them a bed. And this bed was approximately 20 feet across. And they had the sage grass piled up just about my shoulder height to me, which would be pretty close to 5 feet. And they'd come in the evening and they'd start and crawl right in under that grass. And you'd go down at night and you could hear them squealing, but you couldn't see a hog. Heard one old man used to refer to it as hogs pulling kibber. Yeah, they'd squeal and all night long. Well, the next morning they'd get up and each little bunch, maybe a little old bunch of four or five, would go one way, different ways, and feed all day, and they'd come back in that night.
Well, you know, before you had much refrigeration, what did people do about perishables like milk and butter?
Well, they put it in a well. They'd have or if they had a spring, they'd build a house over that spring. They'd call it spring house. And water flow out of that spring through a box that they'd build. And they'd set this milk in vessels down in this spring water where it run through this box. We had one fixed up. We didn't have a spring house, but we had my daddy built a box going down in right where the water emptied out of the spring. Dug out a channel in there and put this box in it. And then had some flour sacks had been washed and sewed together and used them as a cover, and set that milk in that fresh water coming out of that spring and keep it pretty cool.
I bet it would.
But there was a lot of people that they'd have these old big wells at all 3 and 4 feet in diameter, and they'd let their milk down in the well on with a rope. Because they wouldn't let it all the way to the water. They just let it down in there where it was cool.
You know, on the farm, that open area around the barn where your cattle might walk around?
That was a lot.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I see. And the place where your cows would graze, that would be the
pasture.
Was that usually fenced in or?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes it depended on the location and circumstances. A lot of times it was open range, which used to be pretty common thing. But if you had a cow that you was milking, well, usually kept them in a